Welcome back to Storytelling 2.0, where we discuss the art of attention in an age of distraction. Listen in as Peter Lynch shares the secrets to build your brand, grow your influence, and become a master speaker, one story at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Today, what I want to talk about is something that I learned at our conference, the Shift Experience that we just held. And the Shift Experience is basically designed to help people kind of bring together personal wellness and professional wellness. So our content areas are body, brain, business, and bond. So we tend to have a lot of athletes that are speakers at our conference. And we had our first Shift Experience recently in Denver. And it was an amazing time, an amazing group of people, amazing speakers. But one thing really stuck out to me related to storytelling. One of our speakers was named Ruben Gonzalez. Now, if you've never heard of or never seen Ruben in action, I'm telling you what, you have got to see him in action. Ruben is a four-time Olympian. He's been in the luge four times in four different Olympics. And he actually right now is going for his fifth in the Olympics in China. And if he does this, he would be the first to ever do this. But that aside, there's another reason why I loved listening to Ruben so much. And it's because Ruben embodied and understood the power of being yourself. When you tell a story, that you can't try to be someone else, that you have to be yourself. Now, I talked about this on a previous episode where people try to counterfeit and copy someone else's style because that style works, and it never works for them, and the reason is because it's not them. Well, Ruben has this down pat. I mean, he got up there, and I knew he was going to be good, but what I didn't know was that he was going to blow me out of the water. I didn't know that he was going to be amazing. And it's not that he had everything down perfect. He was not what a lot of people would call polished. He was all over the place. He was moving around. He was doing so many crazy things up on the stage. He forgot where he was a couple of times in his speech. He took his jacket off. I mean, at some level, some people might say he was highly imperfect, but I'm telling you what, Ruben was Ruben. You knew this was everything that is inside of him. You knew that you were getting 100% Ruben Gonzalez, and he told his stories with passion and with belief, and they were not perfect, and he stumbled on a few words, but at the end of his presentation, I was on the edge of my seat. I wanted more. That is one of the biggest things that people are looking for in storytelling. I'm telling you right now, if you are letting perfection paralyze you, it is doing the worst damage to you as a storyteller of anything that can be done to you. You have got to learn to get comfortable with the imperfection that is you. And that's what Ruben had. And that's why when he told the stories about putting the Sports Illustrated cover photo on his wall, and about when he started to read these books about the Olympics, and when he started to practice the luge, I mean, I was there. I was there with him. I felt what he felt. I saw what he saw. I smelt what he smelt. I mean, every sense was there. And it was because Ruben was Ruben. Ruben wasn't trying to be someone else. He wasn't trying to be Gary Vaynerchuk. He wasn't trying to be Mel Robbins. He wasn't trying to be Tony Robbins. He wasn't trying to be somebody besides who he is. And he is the best Ruben. And he showed up as the best Ruben. So my challenge to you today, as a storyteller or as an aspiring storyteller, is learn to tap into the imperfection that is you. That is where all your power is, and that's where you're going to create the strongest connection with your audience. And if you do that, and if you get comfortable doing that, and you learn to become a Reuben, you will be a powerful and impactful storyteller.